We're all aware that on the 8 days of Hanukkah we recite full Hallel with the Beracha. The question is asked, are ladies obligated in this mitzvah of reciting Hallel? And if they are, do they say it with the Beracha? Now there's a great dilemma on this halakha, because Harambam writes clearly that ladies are not obligated in the Hallel of Hanukkah. The dilemma is, why not? The Chaura, ladies are obligated in the lighting of the Nerot Hanukkah, as the Gemara says, She'af hen ayu be'oto hanes. They were also involved in the miracle. So if they're obligated in the lighting, so why shouldn't they be obligated in the recitation of the Hallel? What's the difference? So the Steh Hamed wants to say a chiluk, that we know ladies are obligated to pray also once a day from the Torah. But according to Rambam, if a lady just says a personal prayer without actually reading the official Amidah, she just gets up and says, thank you for Borei Olam, thank you Borei Olam, please provide me with my needs, something like that, she fulfilled her obligation already from the Torah by just making a request. Of course our ladies pray the official Amidah, but Minat Torah, they fulfill their obligation just with a one-line personal request. So too, says the Steh Hamed, when it comes to Hallel. You know, if the ladies would read a Mizmor of Tehillim, or they say a praise to Borei Olam in one line, Minat Torah already they fulfilled, or Min Rabbanan, they fulfilled already their obligation. And therefore it's different than Ner Hanukkah. Ner Hanukkah, the only way you can fulfill your obligation is you got a light. But the Hallel, the ladies, once they say a Beracha already, that's considered already as if they praised Borei Olam on that day. And therefore, for the ladies, we're lenient, and therefore they are not obligated to say the Hallel. Some rabbis want to say, because the Hallel was established to commemorate the war effort, and since ladies are not involved in the war effort, so therefore they're exempt from saying the Hallel. Therefore, Halakha L'Mahasin, Hacham Avadiyah rules like this also. The ladies can recite the Hallel, but without a Beracha. Last but not least, it's an interesting Hatam Sofer. The Hatam Sofer writes that ladies in general do not light Ner Hanukkah. They really rely on their husbands. And we can rely on their concept called Ishto Kegufo. But he says that originally the Takana for lighting Ner Hanukkah was not said for the ladies, although they're obligated, but the custom is that the men do the lighting. Why, he says? He says, because originally they used to light outside, and it wouldn't be modest for a lady to go outside and light the menorah, you know, in front of the public domain. It's not sini'ut. So therefore, he says, from that already came the custom that it's the husband that in the house does the lighting. And even by the Ashkenazim, that each one lights their own menorah, the custom is that the betulot, the young ladies, they don't light, he says. So that's based on the original takana. So again, while ladies are obligated in the lighting, and they fulfill that through their husband's lighting, but they are not obligated in the Hallel, and therefore if they want, they could say it, Beli Beracha.